by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our beloved Acharyas, we have been blessed with the fortune of coming to Govinda Kund. I'd like to introduce a very dear godbrother of mine, His Holiness Paramadvaiti Swami Maharaj. Much louder, please. Thank you. And he's also here with many wonderful devotees on Parikrama from all parts of the world. Maharaj, if you can speak for some time, we'll be grateful.
All of these for me?
No. After just hearing this wonderful Mangala Charanam and offering of obeisance to Govinda Kunda by my dear godbrother, Srila Radhanath Swami, who we have met over the years, again and again, usually in Vrindavan, on Parikrama, sometimes in Varshana, sometimes in Govinda Kunda, so I feel very lucky to have these meetings and this remembrance of Srila Prabhupada. I was just thinking, first of all, let me offer my obeisances to my spiritual master and to all of you who are so wonderfully doing parikrama here in the Dham. I was thinking of this one shloka of Srila Raghunatha Goswami, who said, in the absence of my Gurudev, even the holy mountain of Govardhan looks to me like a big python. And Radha Kunda, the holiest of all places in our Sampradaya, to me it looks just like a tiger mouth ready to devour me. After coming here, now you don't know fully to appreciate that shloka until you experience the, what you never want to mention, the separation from your spiritual master. We did experience that because Srila Prabhupada went back to Krishna, as you so well know. So, after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, the world was very empty for us. And it was very hard to conceive how to exist without the guardian, the loving guardian. Now we are given testimony in front of Govinda Kunda and Giriraj Maharaj himself, and we can look and look and look the Govardhan Shilas everywhere, on the altars, in the temples, Radha Govindaji, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinathaji, everywhere you can see so many things, but to myself, everything only comes into sense when I start seeing Srila Prabhupada in all these transcendental manifestations of Krishna's grace. In every particle of dust of Vrindavan, it carries meaning by Srila Prabhupada's grace. Every mantra I chant becomes alive by his inspiration to be with the devotees. In every devotee I see, sometimes I get confused and I may see just some relative sight of that particular individual, but then as soon as I step back for a little distance and I say, wait, this is all Prabhupada's grace. In good moments and bad moments, it's all Prabhupada's grace. Krishna is coming to us through Prabhupada's grace. And without Prabhupada's grace, we would be nowhere. We would be have no substance of our existence. Everything we are made of is the mercy of Prabhupada. One Gaudi Acharya once told me, he said, you know something? He wasn't from ISKCON, he was from a Gaudiya, he says, you know something, everybody nowadays from the south of India to the north and all the other countries, everybody's eating Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Prasadam. Because it's all coming from his impulse, from his incredible preaching that the whole world took up Krishna consciousness so serious. Of course, no doubt there were other contributors as well, but there is such an outstanding contribution which came when Srila Prabhupada conquered the world for Krishna, single-handedly going out there with no means except his love and his faith in the orders of his Guru Maharaj. So, in this way, we are appreciating this. We are eating his prasadam because the mercy comes also in the way of prasadam. Somebody donated the prasadam. Somebody grew the fruit. It's all Prabhupada's grace, you know, physically, not only on a very ethereal sphere, very physically. Without his prasadam, we'd be all finished. And he inspired that prasadam. He inspired that distribution of mercy. And he gave to all of us hope. Hope for a true future. A future in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna, if he wishes to take us there, if he is satisfied with whatever little effort we have made in this world, if he gives us his gracious, his mercy and forgives us our shortcomings, whatever mistakes we do or offenses, aparads, which nama aparads, dharma aparads, Vaishnava aparads, which some others sneak into our system, and sometimes we even cultivate it instead of kicking it out right away as we are supposed to do. But as there are mistaken situations in this world, so as there is the grace and there is the mercy coming from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave us a possibility to see the large picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's vision. And in this way, we can understand, like we were just talking recently, that we are just one big, wonderful, transcendental family, whether, regardless what somebody may sometimes think and feel and may see different, but we are one big, great, transcendental family, with the Brijbasis also, with all those who are trying sincerely to get the mercy of Govardhan Hill, who have come to take shelter on the Govardhan Hill, because Govardhan Hill was lifted by Krishna to give shelter to his devotees. So when Indra was furious and he wanted to really retaliate for the Vrijbasis having listened to Krishna and ignored the Indra Puja and just worshipped this Govardhan. Who is this Govardhan? I'm the king of heaven. I'm going to really come there and show them who has the power. So everybody took shelter under Govardhan, and King Indra with all his thunders and clouds, and it was lust. Couldn't do anything. Everything was just in the hands of Krishna. And then even King Indra started thinking, wait a second, I think I blew it. I think I did something really off the wall here, and I'm going to match up for that one, you know. I'm going to do that. So then he, first of all, of course, he recalled the troublesome clouds and all that, and then shy and shamed by his mistaken position and by his not recognizing his own Lord, you know, the Lord of his heart, he not recognizing him, then he came to Vrindavan and threw himself at Krishna's feet, you know. So this is Govardhan. This is the shelter, the place of shelter, Ashraya, Ashraya Vigraha. Actually, Radharani is Ashraya Vigraha, but Radharani and Govardhan, they're very intimately related. You see, sometimes Govardhan is Krishna, sometimes Govardhan is Radha Krishna, sometimes Govardhan is Haridas Savariya, the best of the devotees of Hari. So his position is pretty hard to understand. It's intrinsical, something mystical, absolutely amazing. And now today, here, we are sitting and we are surrounded by a garland of Vaishnavas, 20 kilometers of garland moving around Govardhan. Just have a bird view to see what that looks like, you know. And Govardhan is just experiencing the bliss that the Vaishnavas, and I tell you, he feels special bliss when somebody of Prabhupada's people come here from Africa, South America, or anywhere, and they're coming all the way just to touch the dust of Vrindavan with their head and to enjoy the company of the other devotees. And in this way, I can only tell you whatever I can't see, whatever I can't understand, I only have to think about Srila Prabhupada, and it seems all to be okay. So I want to also say to all of you, you are very lucky to go around with your Gurudev here. Cherish it. Keep it in your heart as long as you can in this life. The closer and the happier we are in the service of Sri Guru, the closer we can understand who's Govardhan and Govinda Kunda. Nithai Gaura Premanandi Hariva!